Well, it matters how big the log is. Mm-hmm. Usually, when we make our dam, we use all rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just heave rocks on top until it get real high.
Mm-hmm.
Then after we get the rock, it leaks a little, so
yeah.
You get like a gallon of mud and you pour it all in front of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
So the water rush it to it, mm-hmm. And it just fills up all the holes.
Oh, that's great. I never did that. That's a good idea with the mud. We used to build a dam up here, a little dam.
Yeah.
And that'd give us time to build the foundation to the big dam up here.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we built a lot of little dams.
Yeah.
And as soon as we finished the big dam, we'd
break them.
Break
and
them
all
in.
The mud rushed to that one big one.
Yeah.
That'd work too.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah, we did them like that before. But the easiest way is just heave rocks on rocks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it have a bunch of little leaks and just get lots of sand, put it in front of the dam, it just rushes it in the holes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to have fantasies of building, big dams if you could get a lot of concrete blocks or something.
Yeah, one time we were riding out the sand dune on this motorcycle,
yeah.
And there was like a cliff.
Yeah.
And we were doing about 45 and we didn't see a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, whoa!
Yeah.
We're in the air and come down on the front wheel and I go flying off into the sand dunes and the other guy goes that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all knocked out like all shook up and you're crawling all over sand dunes and everything. One time this guy was racing this other guy,
mm-hmm.
And the guy pulled out in front of him. And there's this like swamp-like woods, all this grass and trees and everything.
Yeah.
And he just went zoom right back in the woods through all this muck and everything.
Yeah.
Had to drag his motorcycle out. Hadn't started since.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Well.
And my other friend, we were out there one day, and me and this other guy,
mm-hmm.
And they were riding on this. And they were the only two motorcycles out in the sand, and so they just playing. And they were flooring it, and one didn't see the other, and they hit each other.
Ooh,
one
wow.
Went about 20 feet that way, one went like that. One of them, my friend almost broke his spleen,
mm-hmm.
And the other guy just broke all his knuckles in there, all bloody in there, hey? It's gross. And all these colored people up there on the hill, one of my friends drove through the graveyard.
Yeah.
And all these colored people, they were having church, and he wheeled out in the graveyard. And I was sitting down there, and I had a helmet on, so they must have thought I did it.
Yeah.
And they were all running down there towards me, and I was hunting my friend like that, getting ready to take off.
Uh-huh.
And so right before they got there, he came there, and all these colored people raising came there, and hanged, so we took off. And they all kind of get mad over there.
Did you ever go camping very much?
Yeah.
Where would you camp at?
The Suwannee River, the Cal Forest, place like that.
Mm-hmm.
One time we camped out in this guy's backyard.
Yeah.
And he had a couple of mateys, and while we were asleep, we had a big old fire. It's all mm-hmm. white coals.
Yeah.
He won those old mateys down there. I woke up, it was just a hole like that.
Yeah.
All these coals all up in the air and everything. Mm-hmm. Burned a hole in my sleep bag. This big old coal come down.
Yeah.
It was funny, just sent the whole ride through it. This one guy, he was sleeping real close to the fire one night when it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
So in the nighttime, he rolled into the fire.
Oh my God.
He woke up and it was funny. His sleeping bag was all burnt there. He was on fire. It was funny. He told his mom, well, he just set his sleeping bag in the fire, but he rolled into it. And it was funny. One time we were camping out in my backyard,
uh-huh.
And it was raining.
Yeah.
It wasn't raining then, but we were all sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up, my sleeping bag was like sleeping in a water bed.
Yeah.
This other guy's out there, he's all wet and everything.
Uh-huh.
So we all got near the fire and everything. So we put our sleeping bag on top of the fire to keep it warm. So
mm-hmm.
We went out front, we came back, and our sleeping bag's all on fire and everything.
Yeah. Oh,
up in flames. So this is my third sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Everyone's got holes in it. Eh, it's